The Independent Electoral Commission, the independent governing body regulating elections, has been exemplary in transparency. They've got media briefings on the hour. They have opened up themselves to each and every single candidate, each and every single media representative, the observers who are here, all in the interest of transparency, all in the interest of a fair and free election. The other thing that we've noted that is different from in Zimbabwe is infrastructure for voting. The ratio, the density of police stations to candidates, not mentioning in terms of the fact that Botswana population is lower, but the mere number of police stations to a resident is far higher than in most other African countries, including Zimbabwe. So on average, a citizen who goes and votes, even in a congested time, for instance, very early in the morning, would not have to wait for such a long time. Perhaps the average wait would be 2 hours to 3 hours.
So from what you are hearing, especially from political analysts and pundits, who is likely to win this election?
Well, the analysts have said that the current president, Cyril Ramaphosa, Ian Khama, is in all likelihood expected to be retained or returned as the president.